Okay, Nick Control Like to Recognize, K4ZZX. That's Steve over at the base of Paris Mountain in Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve, and we do appreciate those comments. I didn't think about that, but yeah, if you reduce that size, that font size overall, then you can get more on the screen. That's a good idea. So that's something else I'll play around with once I get that thing up here. It's pretty big, pretty heavy. got to get a mount for it to put it on the wall, too. Anyway, appreciate you throwing that out there, Steve. Stay safe, and appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo Swain. I'm over here in Seneca. I'll be around.
Okay, Nick Control Like Recognize, KG4MUK, that is Wayne over in Seneca. Good to have you with us tonight, Wayne. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And you are the next one up on the stump. It's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Let me write this minute.
That is affirmative. We were at the end of all the rag chewers, so you're next.
W4DJW, it's Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo. Yeah, I apologize for coming in so late, but better late than never. I guess I'll just come in at the right. Yeah, kind of been somewhat busy. Been enjoying AGF privileges and all that. And got lightning struck side of the house the other day and blew my 10-meter antenna, literally blew it apart. Melted it, fried it. I ain't got a 10-meter antenna no more, but anyhow, that's not that big of a loss. On a high note, I did talk to Rob the other day, and he said that they have just lifted their thing over on their COVID thing, so they're just now cutting them a little bit of slack. But other than that, they're still doing good. We're doing good. Hope everybody else is doing good as well. Bye.
Well, Wayne, I hate to hear that about your 10-meter antenna. That's that can be painful. Hope it didn't get to any of the equipment inside the house. Hope it went to ground first before it came in the house. You probably had it rigged to do that anyway. But, yeah, glad to hear that the people over in the U.K. can get back to work. But I hope it doesn't, you know, that's the thing. You need to get back to work, but you also need to stay healthy. So it's a conundrum. Anyway, good that you brought us up to speed on how he's doing. So have you got plans for replacing the 10-meter antenna, or did it get to any of your equipment?
W4DJWKG4MK. Yeah, from right now, you know, and I know it's the wrong time of the night to be talking about it, but what I'm thinking I'm going to do is take, I'm going to take my Tar Heel Model 200, and I've got like everything to go with that thing. Like, I mean, everything. And I think what I'm gonna do is probably part with it and get me an R9 Cushcraft to replace the old antenna. That way I can get a little bit more out of the radio as far as operation goes. But that's what I'm gonna do. But feel like get rid of some stuff because I've got a great deal of extra stuff, and I know a couple of hams that are, well, fixing to be some hams that are new that I know. I got a friend or two that's working on getting their license, and I got a bunch of antennas and things that I'm going to give them when they show me a license. I told them whenever they got their ticket, just holler at me. I'd get with them, and I'm going to give them a couple of 10-meter, 2-meter, 440 mobile antennas and stuff like that. You know, just help them out.
Well, that'll be good. Nothing like getting the younger generation in here. We really need to focus on that. Need more young kids that get interested in it and take it up to the next level. I do have another Echolink station. Give me a second, Wayne. I'll be right back to you. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4GJW, this is KO4ACA Bill in Buenos Aires. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Nectar Elect recognized KO4ACA. That's Bill, all the way from Buenos Aires. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Appreciate you checking in via Echo Link this evening. Stay safe. KG4MUK, back to you, W4DJW.
W4DJW, Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo. Yeah, you know, and that's the way it was with me years and years ago. I can remember that, you know. I told the guy I was going to try to get my license, and he was helping me out a little bit. I'll never forget this as long as I live, you know. And he said, well, whenever you get that ticket, you just come by here and see me and show it to me. I'd really like to see what the new license looks like, or whatever it was his excuse was. He knew what the license was going to look like. I went by the house, showed it to him. He went back there in his radio room, grabbed up an FT-101, an amplifier, a G5RV, and a vertical antenna, a bunch of coax. He said, you see all that in that right there pile? I'm like, yes, sir, I do. He said, that's all yours. He said, I done refurbished everything. It's yours. That's your first setup. You know, now you don't forget stuff like that. You know, and anyone that goes to, that's the reason why I collect and hang on to so much stuff, because sooner or later somebody's going to want to get that ticket, and then there you're going to be, and you want to pass it on, you know?
Yeah, pay it forward. Started a good thing. I remember one time they did that at Starbucks. They started this thing. I don't know who started it. I don't think it was Starbucks that started it. But when you pull up to get your drink, the car in front of you paid for your drink. So you pay for the car behind you's drink, and they pay for the car behind them. And that went on for a long time. With Starbucks, that was kind of cool, paying it forward. In that case, it was paying it backward, but it still works, the same principle. But that's good that they got something started like that to get you to hang on to your old equipment, to pass it on to new hams. I did the same thing, but it was with my son. I had a bunch of equipment that I knew I wasn't ever going to use anymore, and I just gave it to him. And when he got into it, then he got busy with other stuff, and he got out of it, but then he got back into it for a little bit, but then he got back out of it. That's the way life works when you're young and very, very busy all the time.
DJW's Kilo Golf 4, Mike Unicorn Kilo. Yeah, I'll definitely probably be looking at maybe getting into the 9 or something from Cushcraft, but it hit so hard. It daggum blew that antenna and disintegrated it, and then went through a couple other pieces of wire, and then traveled to the house and took the TV completely, just about blew it off the wall. And everything I had in here in the ham shack that is lightning protection, every single bit of it worked flawlessly. It stopped everything from coming in here, but it sent it. It hit out there, and it sent it into the antenna and then into the ground. So I can't argue with that.
Well, hopefully you found it all, and you know what the extent of the damage is. We had lightning hit our transformer for the three houses in the cul-de-sac is in the upper right corner of my yard. And it took out the lightning hit the transformer, took it out. Took out the pine tree that was about 3 feet in diameter right next to it, too. I had to pay somebody to come out and take that thing down. But they came out with a crane and lifted the old one out and lifted a new one in. Everything's, all the electricity's underground. So you don't see anything, no telephone poles or anything, or no cables were affected. But that lightning traveled through the electrical connections in the house. And one day we found, well, that next morning, the garage door didn't work. it took the garage door opener out. A few days later, we found a TV that was in the kitchen that my wife used to watch while she was fixing food. It was dead. And then we found a washing machine and dryer, and they were old enough we needed to replace them anyway, but it took them out. And then just one by one, little things here and there, we would find, things that you don't use very often that it got a hold of. But it didn't get any of my amateur radio equipment. Well, no, it did. I had an antenna tuner in the attic. It was a long wire antenna tuner, the ones that they use for sailboats. And it worked really good for tuning just a long random length of wire. But it was dead, as dead as it could be. And those things aren't cheap either. It took that thing out. By the time we discovered those things, it was too late to make an insurance claim. We'd already replaced most of it anyway.
Enter somebody else in there on Echo Link. I'll let you take that rein of the bullhorn on that one. But thought I saw someone pop up in there. Go ahead and check. I'll still be around. I kind of miss being in here talking to the group, you know, because I've been so busy. I'll pass it back to you and let you make another run for it. KQ4MUK.
Yeah, we don't have any Echo Link stations at the moment. I've seen a few pop in and out while we're talking, but they're just browsing. And they're not sticking around or checking in, but they're not there now. We'll check to see if anybody else on RF is out there that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW. I believe we got all of second shift, Wayne. I don't think there's any more second shifters out there.
Yeah, like I'm trying to figure out something. Yeah, I've got what I've got hooked up right now, but I want to get me a really good vertical for HF just to try it, something different to see if. I'll tell you something else. Going tickle you to death. I finally got a computer in the ham shack, and I actually am doing digital stuff now, finally.
Oh, you using the KT or JKT, I can't remember what that is, his software, Jim software, FT8 and that kind of thing?
Shoot and match. I got packet, I got so many things. I've got PSK31, I've got, there's 12 different things in this program, and I've been having a ball with it. I haven't learned how to get past PSK31 yet. I'm kind of having a brain fog with it. It's being a roll. Actually, I'm just going to put it this way. PSK31's being a roll pain in the bloop, but, you know, I do the CW thing with it. Just to be tinkering around with it, and it's been working fine, but I don't understand what's going wrong with the PSK31. I've still got to work some bugs out, I guess.
Well, out of all of them, that's the one that I enjoyed the most, was PSK31, because it could send it about as fast as you could type it, and you can put it in a mode to where it sends it as you're typing it. And then, so you type it in, and then they type it in, and then you type it in, and they type in, and you can go as long as you want on either end. There's no time restriction. That's the thing I didn't like about FT8 and all the other FT modes that he has out there. And Whisper is the same way. Whisper is 2 minutes. That one's 1 minute, so it's better, but still not as good as PSK. It's hard to beat PSK. And since the others got so popular, kind of took the crowd up there, up the band a little bit, so that when you do get on PSKs, it's like easy now. It's not like you're hunting for a place to get in edgewise. It's like there's plenty of room to communicate on PSK now that everybody else has moved on up to FT8 and those other protocols that Jim has been working on. They're fun, and they go a long way. They'll go further than PSK will. But PSK, you can wrap around the world if conditions are right. You can, and you don't have to use a lot of power, right? I use like 5 watts most of the time, and if I really want to reach out a long distance, I get the 20-watt amplifier out. That's the big guns in PSK.
For me, yes, I know that. I can't remember what it is, but I think when I put it in the right mode for PSK31. It won't work, but then when I put the radio in I can't remember if it's CW mode or if it's sideband mode, it works fine. But then the program will be in one mode, the radio will be in another mode. They'll be right the opposite, but yet it works. But if I put it in the mode it's supposed to be in, it didn't work, and I don't know what's wrong with it.
Well, I've got a Yaesu that's kind of like that, a Yaesu FT 897D, I think that's what it is, and it's got a Digi mode And if you don't remember to put it in digi mode, it won't pay attention to what's coming through that cat cable. It just ignores you. So you got to remember to put it in digi mode or it just doesn't work.
I got them, Mom. That's pretty fun to tinker around with it. I probably need to get a little bit more exposed to it. I kind of get a little bit frustrated with some of those modes because I'm not sure if, you know, like, one of the things that I noticed was I couldn't get it to work one day, and then finally I reached down there, and I was like, you know what, I have tried everything, so I'm going to try this. You know, I don't have no speakers hooked up because it's wired directly, the computer's wired directly to the Kenwood, but what I've done was I haven't reached down here on a monitor, pulled the speaker adjustment up, and the speaker was set on zero. Because I figured, well, I ain't got no speakers, I ain't going to worry about that. I turned it up to 100, and that box went ballistic. So then I started backing it down, and I got down there about 45%, and it just started just chucking. It's chucking that code just pretty as you ever seen. Now you get it up about 55, it starts getting... And it starts, I don't know what you want to call it, but it just starts shattering. Then when you turn it back down a little bit, it just balances right out. I don't know why it has to have that on, but I thought the program was crap until I did that, you know, because I tried every trick under the book trying to get it to act right, and that was what was wrong with it.
Yeah, you have to set that volume level to match your leveler, your AGC on your radio. So I would turn that up and then bring it down until the AGC wasn't breaking out, wasn't kicking in on the radio. Because if the AGC starts kicking in on the radio, you're overdriving the audio input to it. So use the volume control to control the AGC gain and the leveler so the leveler on the radio doesn't kick in due to overmodulation of the audio.
Yeah, another note too, you know, Rob told me that he and we did a video chat the other day, and, you know, he took me around the house and in his garden and everything and was showing me all the stuff that he's gotten done during this COVID-19 thing. And they have been so, like, we as Americans, and I know some people out there is probably going to say, I hate the way he just said that, but, you know, it's the truth, especially when you're a ham radio operator and you do video chats with, you know, people in other countries, and you talk to them daily, and you've been talking to them for years, so you got kind of a relationship where you realize they are not shooting you a line of bull, they're telling you the truth. Well, they've kept them on total lockdown until just 2 weeks ago. Like, we're talking, he could only go out for so long, he had to come back home. He could only go out for so long, he could only come back home. Everybody was done that way. If you were caught at a certain time, at a certain place, a certain area, at the wrong time, you got arrested flat out. And they just let them loose 2 weeks ago. Now, we as Americans have been running rampant and free and doing whatever the heck we want to, and the COVID's kind of up and down, up and down, up and down. He said that the COVID is so light over there right now that they've got a medication that they've discovered that is working, but they're having to use it in other countries because they ain't got enough COVID going on over there now to worry about it. So what does that tell you?
Well, that's the same way we've been doing here. I've been trying not to go out but once every third week. Sometimes I have to go every other week, but sometimes once every third week. We've been doing really good. We're fortunate enough that we don't have to go out to work and can still earn a living from at home, and I realize everybody's not that fortunate. And so the people that sometimes we get deliveries, and what we'll do is tip them really well, sometimes more than what it costs for what they brought out. Just because that's what they have to do. So just to show our appreciation, realizing that that's something that they need to do to make a living. And, we really appreciate them going out and doing that. But they always have masks on. We have masks on. They've got gloves on. I don't have gloves on, but we don't touch hands. They're passing it to me. I'm not passing it to them. But it is, different people view it different ways. I don't view it as a conspiracy at all. I view it as a real thing, right? I've watched enough YouTube videos of men that weighed 250 pounds going into COVID, and they came out of it weighing 150 pounds. And they were in good shape, right, when they went into it. And they were in very poor shape when they came out of it. So heard enough about that. Wife had a couple of people worked right outside of her office that are no longer with us. So that'll tell you that it's real. And that's what they had. And that's why they're no longer with us. So there's no doubt in my mind that it's real. And we're doing everything we can to stay locked down. We enforce it ourselves, upon ourselves, not to do that. Now, I realize everybody's not that fortunate, and some people don't even believe that it's real. But that's the way it goes, you know. Everybody's not always going to be on the same page all the time. That's just a fact of life.
W4DJW
in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. it'll do that to you. A career in one area. Mine's been IT for my whole career. And sometimes I'm thinking, man, I'm looking forward to retirement, but I still have a few more years to go. So I know what you mean by being fried. Let me check again for any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW. Just making sure we're not leaving anybody out that would like to check in. But yeah, on that finding, there's YouTube videos out there that give you what you need to be able to work from home. I see them as commercials from time to time that you have to wait till the 5 seconds is up before you can watch the video that you're wanting to watch. One of them I started to go into, and I listened to him for about 20 or 30 seconds. And he wasn't saying anything other than he was going to tell you if you went to this other site. And I wasn't going to that other site. I was interested in the video I clicked on, not what he was wanting me to go. So after about 20 or 30 seconds, I just clicked on another, skipped advertisements, what I clicked on and went on into the video. So I haven't had the patience to go in there and see what it was that they were telling you, but might be worth it just to go into a few of those things and just see what they're talking about.
Trying to give me a sip of tea here. Yeah. Now, you're still at Michelin.
No, I left Michelin I guess it was sometime around 95, and this is 20, so that's about 25 years ago. I worked for them for a long time, from the time I graduated high school, and they put me through college. Well, I was working second shift the whole time and going to college daytime. So I've worked for them for like 18 years, and I've been working. I was contracting for 5 years after I left them, and then I went full time at B of A about a little before Y2K. Stayed there for 15 years, and then I've been where I am now for 4 years. So I've been working since I was 14 years old. I have not. The longest break I ever took was between two contracts, which was 2 months. So I know what you mean by being fried.
W4DJW, Keach, for me, Cape. Well, I'll tell you what, I can butcher it some days. But yeah, I like them all. I'm hoping to get some of this stuff squared away. I tell you, I took up a new hobby here a while back. I started shooting competition rimfire, long range, and so far I'm number two in the state of South Carolina, which means something good's coming out of it.
Well, that's kind of cool. Do you do your own reloading, or do you just get new ammo all the time? I don't know much about that. That's an area I haven't been into very deep at all. Really not familiar with how all that works. Is that something you do your own reloading?
For rimfire, you just buy whatever. They got custom ammo right now where you can order specialty ammo where you've got a certain amount of weight in a bullet. Get mine with bees. It's been dipped in beeswax. They're weight, guaranteed weight, and the powder's guaranteed that the weight is perfect on it. That's a 200's a perfect shooting group, and I'm shooting in a high 190's. Regular store-bought ammo can't even shoot a 140.
You use a scope, and what kind of distance?
The target is the same size as the rim of a 22 hull. In other words, if you shot the center of the target with a 22, that is the size of the target. That's it, at 50 yards. And believe me, at 50 yards, a 10 by 50 by 50, it's all you can do with the wind, the heat, the humidity, and all the different things that are going on. It is dang near impossible to put it dead center every time unless you got everything absolutely perfect.
Well, at 50 yards, I imagine you are using a scope then, right?
I got a 10 by 26 by 50, and I can take that little 1/8 inch target and make it look like it's 3 inches in diameter.
Well, that's got to help some, but like you said, the heat, you can probably see the target moving through the heat wave. Probably doesn't stand still. And then the wind's going to change all the time. Kind of like flying airplanes. You don't ever know what that wind's going to do when you're coming down to do a touch and go. It can get right there where your wheel's about ready to touch, and you can get a burst of wind, and it can make it jump up, or all of the air can fall out from underneath the wings, and it just falls right down to the ground. So, yeah, that air makes a big difference.
Let me let you make another call, see if there's anybody else out there to check in. Take me a drink of this sweet tea. I'm getting thirsty. We'll stay up and talk all night. Don't matter to me, but make sure you don't leave anybody out on the net.
Well, speaking of which, we do have a new Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Whiskey 4D Delta, Juliet Whiskey. This is Delta Whiskey 7, November Bravo from Philippines. Hindi ko makatransmit.
Okay, net control, like to recognize WD7, November Bravo. That's Natalie from the Philippines. That's Natalie checking in from the Philippines. She did leave it keyed up, so after a while I did have to disconnect her. Hopefully she'll come back in, but I don't think she realized how to unkey. But hopefully she'll jump back in. But we've got Delta Whiskey 7, November, Bravo. That's Natalie from the Philippines. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, Joel.
Dave, will you do me a favor and look up a call sign and give me the address on it?
Affirmative, we can do that. What's the call sign?
N0ST.
N0ST is Corey, and Corey is in Minnesota, Mound, Minnesota. The name is Corey, and the location is Mound, Minnesota, 2600 West Ridge Boulevard.
You said Minnesota. When I talked to him on the radio, he said Colorado, and that was actually the first Colorado station I have ever worked in 40-something years. But evidently, maybe he moved or something and it just hadn't got clear to appreciate it. I'll be sitting here listening. W4DJW. You always get that mixed up, don't I? N4DIZ.
Yeah, that's because Johnny's call starts with a WD. He's WD4DYH. So people do that same thing, put a D in between the W and the 4 on mine, but there isn't one there. But, yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Corey probably moved and just hasn't updated the address in the FCC, and QRZ gets their information from the FCC. So he's not in there yet, but or not updated yet. But that's where he was when he last updated the FCC or when he got his license, one or the other. But anyway, glad we could help there, Joel. And let's check one more time all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. Wayne, I'm about ready to... My tire's showing. I'm about ready to pack it in. You got anything else for us this evening?
Yeah, I just realized that's one of my HF friends, the Delta Whiskey 7, November, Bravo. Messaged me and said had a bad connection. So somebody from HF said they would try it again at a later time. But I just thought I'd let you know. I just called on to that.
Okay. Well, tell Natalie we said hello and appreciate her checking in. I did have to disconnect it because she left it keyed up. If she had a bad connection and couldn't disconnect, then I can understand that does happen. But anyway, tell Natalie we appreciate her checking in.
Roger, roger. All right, well, I guess I'll say that's it for the net for me. I'm going to get back to doing some of this other stuff that I'm doing, keep drinking my sweet tea. Maybe I'll, and if you do see somebody wanting a screwdriver, that model 200 HP, I'm, it's a Tar Heel. I'm going to part with it to get an R9. That's what I'm wanting to do with it. But I've got the mount, the top hat, the whip, the controller, the cable, everything to go with it. And if somebody's got a Ford F-150, the bracket I got is made specifically for a Ford F-150. But anyway, I'll say signature trees and let her catch you for me, Kay.
Okay, Wayne. Well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the Ragshow portion of that. And it might be a good idea to contact Gary, KI4DOS, on Wednesday on the SwapNet. That'd be a good item to put out there on the SwapNet. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Ragshow portion of the net. I see Natalie did jump back in there, DW7NNB. Natalie, we appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. I did have to disconnect it because it did stay keyed up for quite a while there after you checked in. So I did have to do the disconnect. I apologize for that, but I understand if a bad connection. left you to where you couldn't unkey. Anyway, one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop by tomorrow night at the same time where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by. I'm sure you would enjoy that net. I am going to go ahead and pass in my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.